every night, I say, everybody listen. What if it's that glitch? And all my Kevin screams at me, Ruby, you think it's every night. It's so funny.
Oh, 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 it's magic, you know. Never believe it's not so. It's magic.
Knit one, roll two.
Ruby G, this one's for you. Let's get into it. I'm Ruby. It's my second year at camp, and I've been loving Merrimita so far. And yeah.
First, how did you choose Merrimita?
Well, in the beginning, I was supposed to go to Shy, but then since of COVID, I couldn't. So the camp lady came, and I found a different camp, and the person gave me a couple of choices, and I saw a couple of videos, and I just really wanted to go here, and I ended up loving it.
The first time you came to camp, did you have, like, friends coming with you, or, like?
So, yeah, so, I had a friend, Addison. She played softball with me, and I asked her at softball, do you go to overnight camp? She said, yes, it's my first year, I'm going to Camp Merrimita. And I said, oh, my God, same. And I said, are you going for 8 weeks or 4 weeks? She said 8, and I said 4. And then I had a friend going with me.
Okay, let's jump right into the interview, starting with, like, Merrimita. Like, what was it like your first time doing color wars?
So it was actually really fun for me, like, finding out the colors, because it's red and white is red and white every year, and it's really fun to, like, guess what they are and find out
for
what they
Merrimita.
Are. Yeah, for Merrimita. And last year I was a Mita, and this year I'm a Mary, and I'm a little captain, which I'm super duper happy about. I was expecting it and wasn't expecting it at the same time. The reason why I was is because it's my second year at camp, and I think they put little captains as people they know. And what I wasn't is because there's so many other girls in my cabin, so they could have had a chance.
You were, like, second guessing yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah. Was Merrimita, like, what you expected, like, MTVs and that stuff?
It actually wasn't, because it was way more fun than I expected. At my first year of camp, it was, like, super surprising, and it was, like, so fun just seeing all the new games.
Yeah, how about MTV story? First off, what was your MTV and then, like?
Last year, my MTV was super-duper fun. I also love my MTV this year. The song was Vacation, and we were dressed up as Smurfs, and we had to get our body painted all blue. It was super fun.
And then you got to shower.
Yeah, we got to shower.
Like, before coming to camp, what did you think the Merrimita colors were, and, like, what were you looking forward to?
So, before camp, I thought the colors were going to be yellow and green, but it turns out that it was green and blue, which was kind of cool because, like, they're opposite colors, like, sort of, and they're in the same, like, color scheme. And I like, underpacked dress up, so I had to borrow everybody's stuff, but this year I overpacked. And this year, I thought color war was going to be purple and pink. But they gave us a clue with the shower curtains, purple and yellow.
I heard that they didn't do that purposefully.
Yeah, but I feel like they might have got inspiration from that.
Like, what were you looking forward to before going to camp? Like, obviously Merrimita, but, like, how about, like, going 8, like, seeing the thing?
I was definitely excited to, like go second session and see what it's like. If I like it, I'm probably going to end up going 8 every year. It depends, though, because I was so, so, so excited for MTVs. I love MTVs. And I was definitely excited to, like, find out what the theme was going to be for announcing Merrimita, and it was so fun.
Yeah, what did you think of the theme? It was, like, what was it?
It was chocolate.
I was sitting with my sister. She literally, like, I go up to her and I'm like, they're going to announce it tonight. It's going to be something to do with the chocolate game. And I was right, and I was really surprised with myself.
Yeah, Zoe, she said that it was going to be the chocolate game, and she was right, and it was so fun. Everyone was like, Zoe, you were right. And currently what I thought was, I thought it was maybe at a campfire because, like, they could, like, write people's names on marshmallows. It would be so fun. That would be fun. But I loved how they introduced it.
Yeah, like the past, like, 2 days before they announced it, like, when we played the charades game, me and my friends were like, someone's going to go up there and it's going to be, like, run to the tennis courts or something. Yeah. And we were just, like, we were coming up with all these crazy ways that they could announce it with our evening program games. And, well, we were right.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's, like, so fun. Like, I'm so excited for, like, MTV.
Same. I'm so excited. Last year, MTVs were actually my birthday. But since, since the days shift every year, it's not going to be. It's going to be on a Saturday. My birthday's on a Sunday.
They're coming up so soon.
I know. It's like this weekend. Yeah, it's this weekend. So crazy. We're not really ready. But
I'm nervous.
Me too.
I don't even know what my costume is.
Oh, I do.
What's your costume?
Mine is black leggings with either, I'm going to have a gold or silver tube top.
Why don't you wear it?
Magic.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Do you like it?
Yeah, I love the song. It's super duper fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What's it like having a birthday at camp? Like, I got to experience, but, like, it must be different for everyone.
It's, like, really fun. I get everyone to sing to me. Sometimes on the wake-up call, last year my friends, like, went on the speaker and said, happy birthday, Ruby, we love you. Last year they put, like, dum-dums all over my bed and confetti. It was super fun. And this year, like, everyone's talking about it, so it's making me excited.
Yeah. Like, your birthday's in, like, what, 5 days?
Yep, 5 days.
Yeah. I'm so excited for my birthday, too. My birthday's, like, right after Japan. I think it's, like, I get to, like, see my family.
Yeah,
and, like, yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah. Well, what about, like, the sing? Like, I know we're not really, like, talking about that yet.
Okay,
but, like,
so
than we think.
Yeah. I've seen it on highlight videos, and it looks a little bit scary.
It's definitely very strict. It's, like, way more strict than
you have to, like, stand still. You can't fidget with anything.
One down. Like, and we literally, like, we'll stand up and then we'll go one down and we'll go to our knees and then we'll go two down and we'll be sitting. It's crazy.
Yeah. And people say it's fun, but it's really, really, really stressful.
I will say practices are not the best, but after, like, doing it, it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
I'm, like, getting to see, like, what
the theme is.
Yeah, and, like, the other team's theme is, and, like, getting to hear all the songs. Like, it's, like, the biggest secret ever.
Yeah.
Let's end with some favorites.
All right.
Okay, let's start with your favorite game or evening program game.
So my favorite evening program game is Capture the Flag. It's a favorite at the camp.
But, like, there's also, like, Message to Martha, which I'm counting as, like, an evening program game.
Yeah, my favorite, like, Mary Mita Day game is probably Message to Martha. It's super
so
fun.
I'm so sad we didn't get to play it.
Yeah.
I hope we're playing tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. And also Stop the Lantern.
So fun.
I think it is every
Stop the
night.
Lantern kind of freaks me out a little bit. Same. Me and my cabin, like, will literally be screaming Stop the Lantern. And they're like, I can't be tonight, though. It's, like, too wet.
Maybe it'll dry, though.
It's kind of like, I don't know, I feel like we all stress about, like, when Stop the Lantern is. It's like, you need, like, a path, and, like, you have to have, like, a plan.
Yeah.
Because last year I had this plan in my head.
Yeah, the last stock of the lantern was 2007.
I know. No, it was 2005.
Seven.
How about your favorite, like, food?
Oh, my God. I've been waiting for this. My favorite food for breakfast is probably French toast or pancakes.
The pancakes on 4th of July were pretty good. They're, like, confetti.
Yeah. I just think camp food is just amazing. For lunch, grilled cheese, of course.
It's the best.
Yeah.
And you dip it in the tomato soup?
No.
You're doing it the wrong way, Ruby.
And then for dinner, I mean, their pizza's actually really good.
I know. People, like, don't, like it that much. It's actually pretty good.
It's so good.
I know my birthday last year because it was because of the first thing.
Yeah. I'm super excited to raid the kitchen to get the pizza.
Oh, I get to raid the kitchen tonight.
Actually,
for Leah's birthday. I'm so excited. Wait, I totally forgot about that. Ruby! I'm so excited. Okay. Sorry, I need to, like, calm down. What about, like, your favorite activity? Like, K-Day, G-Day?
My favorite activity Honestly, I think my Katie's are always better. My favorite activity is either cooking. I love cooking. Or high ropes and climbing. I love high ropes. I just like, people
I'm
are like,
about high ropes.
Yeah. People are scared of heights, but I'm just like that person who just like literally hangs there. It's so fun. I just love it.
What do you, like, how do you feel about, like, switching activities every 2 weeks and, like, the rankings? I know that's, like, not
so,
the same.
I don't know about that because, like, if they gave me a schedule that I really like, I wouldn't want to switch. And, like,
right.
But it's also fun to, like, try new things and, yeah. And, like, I might end up really liking it. Yeah.
Okay. Song slash cheer.
Okay.
Like, mess I'll cheer first and then marry me to cheer.
Okay. So, mess all, I think I like the We Will Rock You one. And then it goes, we're all young girls, strong girls, living on the lake, gonna take on the world someday. Sing on a mind with red and white.
But then we all go marry
them. Yeah. I also like this one. It goes, like the banana one, go.
Bananas, B-A-N-A-N-A-S, go. Bananas, B-A-N-A-N-A-S, you peel to the left, you peel to the right. You peel right down and up, take a bite. Go, Marys. Yeah, that one's a good one.
Yeah, and I also like it. Where does it go? Oh. Hey, ho, Marys got soul. Same up, double up. Woo, rock on. Hey, ho.
What's your favorite time to do in, like, the downtime when you're, like, not?
So, it depends because sometimes I, like, gymming with my friends, like, Jack's. Today I played Jax with my friend Lainey, and I also love just writing letters to my parents. It makes me feel better when I'm homesick, and also I like listening to music and yeah, and like hanging out with my friends.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so so much, Ruby.
I had so much fun.
I really really appreciate it. Bye.
If you'd like to be a guest on Beside Lake Mita, DM us on Instagram at Beside Lake Mita or email us at BesideLakeMita@gmail.com. Until we meet again.